Welcome to the Frog Brothers Kaiju Vision.
Hello, and welcome back to the Frog Bros Podcast presents...
Kaiju Vision!
Kaiju Vision!
That's better. That's much better. That's also stereotyping and being blatantly asinine. So
That's my anime impersonation.
Okay, that's fine. We'll say it anime. That's a little bit better. It's a little less derogatory that way. We'll roll with it. Let's roll with it. Okay.
Gojira in the Kaiju Vision.
Tonight's episode.
The 1964 masterpiece.
Godzilla versus the Thane.
Mothra versus Godzilla.
Exactly.
Why do they call it the Thane in the U.S.?
Because they're
title?
Dumb. You almost, it's about to fall, Nick.
This is?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was leaning off the front.
Nick really struggles here with things and stuff.
It was fine.
You're a rube.
So this
Rube Goldberg over here.
This movie stars.
Never rub another man's rhubarb.
Doesn't say.
It's from 1964.
Yes.
Ishiro Honda directed this. He also directed the original Godzilla and Mothra from 1961.
Does audio commentary have subtitles?
I haven't watched it. Hmm. I wouldn't know yet. I probably will at some point though.
Let me know.
This is streaming free on Tubi if you're looking to watch it.
Tubi. I watched the DVD. This is a very nice DVD collection.
There's quite a bit of Godzilla content on
HBO Max
as well.
Toho Master Collection. Mm-hmm. Mothra vs. Godzilla presented in CinemaScope. And they have these little seals, which they try to tell you what monsters are in this movie, basically.
Oh,
Mothra?
Nice.
Well, there's a Godzilla one right there, but it obviously is Mothra, I guess.
Probably
I don't
Mothra's
know.
In there.
There you go. Has Mothra and Godzilla.
Oh, that's
so you
awesome.
Can tell what monsters
I figured
are in
they were both in the movie called Mothra versus Godzilla.
Well, you know, you can eat my ass because there's a movie called Ghidorah and Godzilla's in that. So, you know, eat my ass. It's helpful. I'm just saying with this collection, they do that in general. I have.
Are those all imports, or is that like U.S. release of?
It's a U.S. release because it has the U.S. and Japanese versions.
Nice. Okay.
What did you watch? The subtitled or dubbed?
Subtitled.
I watched the subtitles.
No, I watched the dubbed version just because that's.
I didn't look to see if HBO Max had both, but
if I had grown up in the '90s, like I wish I would have watching these. I grew up in the '90s, but
so,
if I had watched these in the '90s on like TNT and shit like that, which I occasionally caught glimpses of, you know, mm-hmm. they would have been the English dubbed version. That's why I watched that.
Maybe they had it. If I searched Godzilla versus the Thane, they might have had the American version, maybe.
I also have the original Godzilla from that collection of DVDs, but those are the only two I have from it.
Godzilla.
This one's an interesting film. The human characters in this are a little less exciting later. They don't start off completely boring, though. I mean, you see that there's this typhoon going on, right? They're out there to check in on it, so you see a reporter. I didn't get anyone's names on this, just because
I didn't either. It's fucking way too hard. I mean, there I know there were kind of three central characters eventually.
We'll give them American names.
Well, you have the photographer.
It's Jeff, Joe, and woman.
Yeah. Well, you have the.
We didn't even name her.
You have the photographer. You have the journalist, and you have the doctor.
And you have Godzilla.
Godzilla.
And Mothra.
And
the twins.
It was also a doctor.
I just wrote them down as the twins.
The 3-inch twins.
I wrote them down as the fairies.
Oh, the fairies. Okay.
Stick them in my butt.
Yeah, so there's basically reporters at the site and stuff, and then you see that scale that's found that's pretty interesting. Like,
mm-hmm.
The guy that's eating the egg, I laugh at this guy. I think this is my third time watching this movie. The first time, like, hardly paying attention. The second time, probably paid more attention to the third time because I was trying to take notes and shit. No.
Oh, you watched it three times for tonight?
No, just since I've owned the movie.
Oh, okay.
I only got into Godzilla movies in the last like 2 years. So,
for the amount of
at least the Japanese ones,
for big monster movies, they really hadn't upped the ante to them being as crazy and extreme as they get. There's not a crazy amount of screen time for like huge battles and shit in this one.
A lot of them are like that. Most of these are character driven films, and that's the thing about Godzilla movies. You have to be able to enjoy the people's stories. You can't just go into them wanting monster battles. If you do that, you're going to have a bad time.
Like the new movies, it's just monster battle.
It's not. I mean, the new movies do have significantly more monster battles, though, but like still, even like that, people complain that there's still too much talky-talky going on, and you're like, all right, well, these just aren't the movies for you then. Go watch Sharknado. That's what you want.
If it was 100% special effects, it would probably be really expensive, too.
So. Well, I mean, here we see that they've got this giant egg. Somebody buys it, and then they're renting space on the beach to basically sell it to tourism, right? They're going to make money on that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Then they wind up wanting to incubate the egg, and then the fairies come, and they want their egg back.
Yeah. This is, by the way, the fourth Godzilla movie, while we're on the subject.
So this is Godzilla Part 4?
Mm-hmm. Potentially. He did Godzilla in 54, then Godzilla Raids again.
The first four are in the same continuity?
Yeah.
I know there's like a shit ton of continuities, but...
Well, yes, but like the first continuity is pretty much the same for a while throughout the late 70s, I think. There's no reboots till the late 70s, and then Godzilla 85 is the first reboot, I think. And then that one is a sequel only to the original.
What's this figure we believe is from?
It's from... The figure itself is from 85, so...
More than likely a movie tie-in.
We'll see. I hope so, because that's my favorite Godzilla movie, is Return of Godzilla. And, let's see. Yeah, then King Kong versus Godzilla from 62.
Oh, I thought you were going to say King Kong showed
that
up.
That was
in
his
this.
Third. And then he did this one, Godzilla did, anyway. Mothra's second movie. Mothra had a solo movie. Mothra.
Oh, I should have watched that first.
Mothra also has two other solo movies.
Were the fairies
Mothra
in?
Mothra 2 and 3 and stuff.
Were the fairies in the Mothra solo
I haven't
movie?
Seen Mothra yet. Okay. But there is a Mothra 3 banger on Blu-ray at Vintage Stock that I've been eyeballing. But, you know... Hmm. Eventually, maybe.
That's kind of what I'd wonder, because they already seem pretty well established when you see all that, so it kind of made sense. But
this is also the final Showa-era Godzilla where he's an antagonist.
Because
he's still obviously fucking shit up in this one.
I feel like he was accidentally fucking up. Like, at one point, he trips. He slips.
Well, yeah, he's falling all over the place in this one, and the rubber suit is hilarious
and
sometimes.
Then,
like,
then I think sometimes he accidentally whacks buildings with his tail, and he's like, oh, man, now they're going to think I'm a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the battle scenes in this are pretty fun, though. Like, when you first see Godzilla come out and the tanks are attacking him, and then he gets caught up in the electrical lines and they're shocking him.
Yeah.
That's some pretty wild shit.
Yeah, the fairies show up, though, and they're basically like, hey, no, you need to, like, fucking set the egg free. That's the thing that's going to save you. Stop fucking around. Like, set the egg free, motherfucker. And then the businessmen are like, I'm going to try to capture these motherfuckers. And then people walk in on them, and it looks like they were either fighting or fucking.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
They're like, get out of here, get out of here. I was about to come. I mean, I was about to catch the fairies. I mean, I was about to come, yeah.
The music's amazing.
What about the tribal ceremonies and shit?
Those are pretty interesting.
Why are there Japanese Indians and they painted themselves red? That was a little racist.
They're basically...
Yeah, it was, goddamn. I'm glad you immediately realized that.
Are there Japanese Indians?
There's some... You mean natives?
But I mean, they have the same garb.
That's not the same.
Similar.
It's similar, but all tribe shit looks vaguely similar and has its own personal feel and touch. But
I just figured that they were mimicking stereotypically or something.
Well, basically what they're implying, you know, because doesn't that take place around the radioactive testing area where they are?
Where the natives are?
I don't know. But Godzilla shows up and starts fucking shit up at this factory. And that's pretty cool. You get lots of missiles firing at Godzilla, and he's knocking shit over. I like the miniatures here.
The tanks look really fucking good.
The tanks look great, yeah.
Yeah, some of the miniature work in this really held up still for me. I was like, man.
And the aesthetic of the people's suits. I was checking out people's clothes in this movie. I was like, yeah, 1964 Japan was a fucking vibe.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they all fucking dressed nice and everything else.
Yes, atomic testing site. You are correct. That's what I wrote down next, so you are correct in that assumption.
That's why they're red. It was a radioactive.
The tribe confronts the businessmen, and the fairies are like, yo, the tribe people are right, yo. And then the tanks are shooting.
Titles are wrong.
Yeah, that was my note about that. We already talked about the tanks.
The tanks.
Oh, and then he starts, the one guy, dude shows up and starts beating the shit out of the other dude for money. And he starts stealing his money, and then they start battling and fighting it out, and he kills the other dude.
And there's a hotel.
And then they end up both dying because Godzilla fucking destroys a building.
Didn't they say it was a hotel? Why does he got all that stacks of cash?
Because he's a player.
Well, the other thing that they're trying to do, like some of the plot and the social commentary, is basically the typhoon destroyed a bunch of area, and they're talking about the prefecture, what they're trying to rebuild, so they drain all the water out of there. Basically, capitalism over there taking over,
yeah,
and trying to rebuild and shit.
God damn capitalism.
So they have that egg enclosure built and stuff.
And then they start incubating the egg.
Yeah. Godzilla shows up and starts fucking up the egg enclosure. He's like, fuck your egg. Fuck your egg.
He's like, it's a Cadbury cream egg. I'm going to eat this motherfucker up.
Eventually, the thing shows up, as some of them are calling it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But Mothra shows up and is like, yo. And then Godzilla starts losing his shit when Mothra shows up. He's like, yo, what the fuck? What the fuck is happening? And he's like fucking just jumping all over the place and just screaming.
And then, yeah, Mothra's last attempt to defeat him is when she starts to pollinate him.
Yeah, that shit's awesome, though. I like his atomic breath. You get the wind attack where it's like a fucking typhoon and shit.
There's some cool shit going on in there. And then they're like, why is Mothra retreating?
That bitch is dying, fool.
Like, we already told you she's about to die. That egg's going to be her replacement.
And then you get the twin shit penises.
Caterpillars is what I call them. If you're going from a moth, that's the logical thing.
Yeah, but they look like poop wieners.
Yeah, they're just
they do end up jizzing on them to death.
Yeah, that is also true. It's very much Go-Web-Go, like.
Yes, very much Spider-Man thing.
It is a bukkake, which is fitting because it's Japanese.
That's a Japanese word.
That's exactly. The one Nick knows. He's like, I don't have to look that one up.
He knows another, Toyota.
Jesus Christ.
Camry.
I can't fucking help you, you stupid son of a bitch.
Mario, he's Japanese.
He sounds Japanese when he talks.
Pizza. Plumbing. Overalls. Japanese things.
Japanese are really racist people.
What the fuck's wrong with you? That is a racist thing to say.
No, but the Italian stereotypes, now the Native American Japanese... painted red.
Cover your tracks and claim that white people are more racist than anyone else.
Humans are racist. Does that work?
No.
That sounds like a Trump supporting comment.
That sounds like All Lives Matter, Nick.
Yeah, that's
Get
Nick
the fuck out of here with that shit.
Wait, are you sure that your hat doesn't say All Lives Matter?
That's what it says, Mario. It says game over.
If you keep this shit up, your game is going to be over. You're going to be canceled.
I got an itchy trigger finger for the mute button.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mothra dies, you get the little shitfuckers who skeet all over Godzilla till he dies.
But he doesn't die.
Yeah, he doesn't die, but he, like, you know, wraps up and then... I liked, actually, he's we didn't talk about how Mothra dragged Godzilla's ass around for a while.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Godzilla's in a cum coma.
And he kept falling around during that battle, too, and just, like, screaming in rage. Godzilla's, like, really angsty in this.
Yeah.
He's like God damn it, Mothra! You're fucking my plans up.
He's like, why are you doing this? I'm not grounded, you're grounded.
Yeah, that was my last note, was bukkake. They wrap his ass up and peace the fuck out, and then they swim out of the ocean.
I was going to say, when they swim off in the ocean, it's like classic and cheesy, but that very much the happy ending thing.
If only... I need to make an edit where it zooms out and the toilet flushes.
There was no credits, right? Was
a bit credits nutsy.
There was no credits at the end.
On Tubi, the credits were... They were either cut or they just...
They did a beginning credits.
Yeah, on HBO Max, there was no end credits.
They have different, or at least had, different laws. Like, right now, you know, you have to have two credit sequences for a movie.
You do?
Yes.
Why?
This is why. An ending... It's usually an ending and an opening. That's why some movies have opening credits.
There's only ending credits now, usually, aren't there?
No. What they've done is combine them, so they just put them both at the end. So usually when you see a more advanced credit sequence at the end of the movie, like for example, Spider-Man Homecoming, you remember they play the Ramones and shit and all the bright colors and the flashing pages?
Yeah.
That's the same as having an opening credit sequence, but they move it at the end because they can. There's no law that says it has to be at the beginning.
Right.
But it's the same credit sequence that would be at the beginning, but at the end. And then when that's over, they roll the other credits again, and you see the same people's names again.
I was going to say, but most movies don't have any credits in the beginning, is what I meant.
But they have the two sequences still, is what I'm saying. They did move it.
A lot of movies still do a title card at the beginning, but that's a whole other thing. So,
yeah, interesting stuff. Either way, this is one of the older, more classic style. It depends on how you feel about the eras. My favorite era is the... I don't even know the name of it. That's what's terrible. What's the Showa era is the first one, right? Yeah. And then there's the Heisei era.
The Heisei era?
I don't know how it's H-E-I-S-I.
Wish Godzilla's head turned on this one.
I'm not a Godzilla expert yet, but I'm on my way. But that's my favorite era. But I like watching these two.
It's fun just to see the progression of them, right? You know, and see where the story's going and like where they develop that.
Like, they're fun. I like watching cheesy movies, too. And the thing is, like...
And this one's silly enough with the fairies in there. You're like, what the hell's going on with this? And then yeah. You're like, okay, it's all silly. It's all absurd. So, like, let's just have fun with it.
Compared to even Godzilla 54, which, you know, that one's not cheesy. That one is a lot more serious and dark. And Godzilla, I can watch that and be like, whoa, I can take this seriously. I can't take Godzilla, Mothra versus Godzilla as seriously, but...
Why not?
It just doesn't have that social tone to it that the first one had.
Right? Also, growing up, the fact that I grew up in Power Rangers, that's what I see when I watch this Megazord. Close, as opposed to serious human messages, which there is in this. There's human messages of taking care of Earth and shit like that. That's what this one has going for it.
They should do Godzilla cool stuff like that, but versus Mortal Power Rangers.
That's a comic series currently going right now.
Is it?
I also really like Mothra, so that's probably why I like this one a lot. Wish there was a little more Mothra in it, but hey, whatever.
You said there's three solo Mothra movies?
I think so. But then he's in a lot of other movies, too.
This is
too,
the second appearance of Mothra?
Yeah, because Mothra was in Mothra first.
But he dies?
Apparently. It's weird.
I don't know.
Either way, that's Mothra versus Godzilla. Let us know what you think of this. Check it out on Tubi if you haven't already, if you're like just listening to this because
you're
curious.
If you're on HBO Max, you can get the ad-free version.
Yeah.
Like Nick did.
If you don't have HBO Max, what are you doing with your life, Alec?
I don't know.
Some people have this thing called a fucking budget, Nick. It's good. I don't know. We can't all fucking love lavishly like you do.
It's good. It's the only streaming service you need.
If you say so.
It's true.
That's a personal opinion.
It's true.
It's like your asshole.
If you love Batman or Godzilla, I mean, come on.
All right.
Well, that's it. Nick's boring me. Let's turn this off.
Peace out.